Hi there. The word for you today is pace yourself. In Matthew 11, verse 29, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." Too many of us are like the guy who quipped, "When I rest, I rust." Here's a newsflash. There will always be something else to do. Look, if you're consistently driven by what needs to be done, you'll burn out and fail to do what God has assigned you to do, and that's really what matters. So here are some practical suggestions for pacing yourself. 1. Change your eating habits. The Bible says in Proverbs 25, verse 27, reading from the Message, "It is not smart to stuff yourself with sweets." That's in the Bible. Come on, you wouldn't put sugar into your gas tank. So be wise, educate yourself about good nutrition. And 2, be clear about where you want to go. Set specific goals. Have a plan and a timetable for reaching them. Don't be controlled by mindless routine. 3, instead of ignoring your problems, resolve them. Act before they become chronic and start sapping your energy. 4, don't veg out on TV. Too much television dulls you mentally and lulls you into lethargy. But here's a verse for you, Isaiah 40, verse 31. I suspect you've heard it. "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." 5, if you're overloaded, don't take on more. Don't say yes out of a sense of guilt, false responsibility, or the need to be needed. 6, take a break. When did you last take time to get away? A change of pace and fresh scenery are great battery chargers. 7, get to bed earlier. When you burn the candle at both ends, you are the one who burns out. You say, "But I'm doing it for the Lord." Well, then, notice what the Lord says in His Word. Psalm 127, verse 2, "It is vain to rise up early, to sit up late, for so He gives His beloved sleep."